Hi, Pelican fans, Jerry V, and welcome to the audio version of Weak Side Eyes. Let's talk about Anthony Davis, if you don't mind. Last year, at the conclusion of the season, I was asked about Anthony Davis on where he needs to take his game. I said he needed to improve his footwork, he needed to improve taking his game up the lane as a high post player, and he needed to be able to improve on his vision to throw scoring passes to people. So let's look at Anthony Davis's game on where it appears right now and where has he improved as a player. Out of pick and rolls and also defending pick and rolls, has he improved? Check, he has. Has he taken his game and brought it up the lane with his face the basket? Yes, he has. Has he improved his range scoring the ball? Yes, he has. Has he gotten better at putting the ball on the floor and attacking the rim? Yes, he has. As a matter of fact, you're able to run isolations for him this year, and he's a much better ball player. So his isolation game, his face-up game, his attack off the dribble game have all improved. But what about his footwork? His defensive footwork has improved. However, he still misses angles. He's still a little late on some rotations, and at times he gets confused against teams that are running misdirections and running a multitude of cutters through his areas. But the potential in all the other areas indicates to me, because he's a smart player, that will eventually improve as well. His scoring in the paint has been devastating. He's close to 66%. So Anthony Davis is doing a lot of good things. His timing to shot blocks improved, if I can dare say improved, because he was terrific last year. Now you can see he's on the path to becoming an elite shot blocker. The soft, impeccable timing. The ability to come across the lane, to run the diagonal cut. My point being, he can get to block shots in a variety of ways. His second and third efforts have improved. His strength has improved. But there are some areas that still have room for growth. Passing out of the high posts for assists to scoring cutters. Of course, his assists can be damaged because jump shooting the basketball is still a little bit of a weakness for the Pelicans. He takes care of the ball. I'm grading over his last seven games going into the Portland game. He only has 10 turnovers. So what we are seeing here is the emergence of a player that we knew was very, very good who is on that path to the G word. No, I'm not going to use great yet. I want to see him get a little bit better in other areas, and then indeed I can say great. But he's very good, and his potential is absolutely unlimited. But there's an impressive quality of his play when combined with Ashik that is impressive because it was a concern to all of us last year coming into this year. And I looked this up, and when I found that I said, whoa, impressive. When Ashik and Davis are combined on the floor, the Pelicans become one of the better defensive teams in the league. That is impressive. That is the mere presence of two individuals, one flanked by the supreme shot blocker, two decent rim protectors that alter what is happening in front of the rim. That's impressive. Also, what I'm impressed about is the improvement in defending pick and rolls. So you are looking at an Anthony Davis right here in our backyard in New Orleans, who is destined to, I dare say, have the G word written right after his name in balloon letters. Big letters. I'm Jerry V. For Bourbon Street Shots, this was Weak Side Eyes.